USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says it's time for his chamber to vote on a new stimulus package.
Senators will vote this week, and the American people will be watching.
The Kentucky Republican says it includes more than $100 billion for the safe reopening of schools, but he says the bill does not include everything that Republicans want. And he disputes Democrats' claims that the bill includes a laundry list of GOP policies that would change the country. AstraZeneca is pumping the brakes on its Phase 3 coronavirus vaccine clinical trials, the pharmaceutical company saying it found what it calls a potentially unexplained illness in one of the trials. The company says it will be investigating and will review the safety data. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, it's the greatest thing in the world. I can't imagine where I'd be without it. You know, I feel 20 years old again, and I want to continue to stay in shape. I understand the oversaturation in the market and the resulting cynicism that people have, but Balance of Nature works for anybody and everybody. And as much as it's a today product, it's a product for the future for me. I am the most satisfied customer in the world. I don't know what I would do without it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
More than 170,000 PG&E customers in California are without power as a result of the utility company's latest public safety power shutoff. The utility's Lindsay Paulo saying most are likely to be without power through much of the rest of today.
We're still under a red flag warning here in major parts of California. Still, we're seeing a lot of low relative humidity and dry vegetation on the ground.
Heat and the winds that have been fanning wildfires blamed for the need to shut the power down, but no more wind events are in the forecast for at least the next 7 days. President Trump wants to pull more troops out of Iraq. A senior administration official telling reporters on Air Force One that the president will make an announcement today on a further drawdown. The U.S. has roughly 5,200 troops in that country right now. Find us online anytime or at usaradio.com.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Seven people were found shot and killed at an illegal marijuana growing operation in a small California desert town. The Riverside County Sheriff's Department says the victims were all found in a home in the middle of the night on Monday, and detectives discovered more than 1,000 pounds of marijuana inside that house, as well as hundreds of pot plants still growing. No word on a motive at this time, but it's suspected the drugs have something to do with it. No arrests have been made. Air travel in the U.S. is slowly ramping up again amid the coronavirus pandemic. The TSA says over 3 million passengers were screened in airports over the Labor Day weekend. Friday, the busiest day since March 16th, as 970,000 passengers did cross airport checkpoints. Despite the increase, the amount of holiday weekend flyers was less than half of what it was last year. About 8 million people had flown over the four-day period last year. And a Christian group has launched a new effort to try to drive people against backing President Trump's re-election, especially in key swing states like Florida and Michigan. Faithful America, which describes itself as the largest online community of grassroots Christians acting for social justice, announcing the initiative yesterday, saying it's the first time they've chosen to become directly involved in election activity. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.